Our hope is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all what in them is, who keepeth truth from generation to generation, yea, even forever, and who forsaketh not the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto thee and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, we will sing Psalter 415, verse 2. Unto me, O Lord Jehovah, show thy ways and teach thou me. And also the fourth verse, good and upright is Jehovah in his dealings evermore. And what follows in Psalter 415, verse 2 and 4. Dear congregation, the Holy Lord put us also in this morning for His holy law. We read also another piece out of the Holy Scriptures. You can find the scripture reading in Acts 6. Acts 6, the verses 1 through 7. The scripture reading you can find in Acts 6, verse 1 through 7.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that's in the earth beneath, or that's in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservants, nor thy maidservants, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Scripture reading is from Acts 6, starting at verse 1. And in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because the widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, Is it not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables? Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom you may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Pyrrhogius, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and they had prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of the Lord increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Just for the reading of God's word.
Congregation, let us seek the holy face of the Lord in prayer. Most holy, righteous, gracious God from heaven and earth, In this morning, we may be here gathered together with each other before Thy holy face to hear the word of Thee, O Lord, that Thy word will bring us up on that place that there will be for the first time or by renewal a sinner before Thy holy face. Because Thou art seeking sinners, lost sinners. Why? To be gracious for them, and that all because of Christ, who shed His precious blood on Golgotha, and that all to the honor of Thy name. Remember the whole congregation, the elders, the deacons, Pastor Veldman and his wife, yet the whole congregation, we may recommend them to Thee, O Lord, and work gracious in their midst, that they may be led to the only name who has Thou hast given, O Lord, to be saved. To be saved because of Him. To be saved because of His perfect work. To be saved because of His fulfilled work. Remember the elder people, but also the young people, the men and the women who are still in the strength of the life, and still we all are so weak. Still one moment and we have to pass away. That is quite something. And when we do not really know Thee and the power of Thy blood, O Lord Jesus Christ, then is lost. Lost to all eternity. So that the preaching of Thy word may be blessed out of Thy heavenly sanctuary, that I will work with Thy word and Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will let us see who we are, but also who Thou art, O most holy God, in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the sick people, the old people. Remember them in Thy mercy and grace, and that they may learn for the first time and also by renewal to look unto Thee, O Lord Jesus Christ, to be saved. Remember also the mourning people, shorter or longer time ago. It is quite something when there came empty places in the family. It is quite something when there came empty places in the midst of the congregation. In this way, Thou let us see that Thou art still knocking upon the heart of sinners, and that a sinner's heart will be opened in the power of Thee and by Thy grace only. Remember us in this morning. Yeah, the whole Church of Thee with a capital all over the world, the work in evangelism and also the mission, we may command it to Thee, O Lord, that it may be blessed all over the world. There's also in church which is persecuted in Iran, Syria, Nigeria, and so many other countries. O Lord, be with them and work in them and work through them, and that Thou will uphold them by Thy mercy and grace. Work graciously with Thy word and spirit also in them, in the midst of the congregations. Remember also as in this morning, after 2.5 years, we may be here again. O Lord, it is a privilege to be in our old congregation, that the word of Thee may be blessed to the honor of Thy name and to the whole congregation in old and young. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sins for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. Congregation, we will sing Psalter 338. 338. All stanzas, O Lord, Thy perfect righteousness is in judgment shown. And what follows in Psalter 338, all stanzas. Dear congregation, it is by grace, our confession, thy word is righteous evermore, and also our prayer, teach me that I may live. The congregation, the text for the sermon you can find in the scripture reading, Acts chapter 6, verse 7. It's also to do with the word of the Most Holy God. And here we read, the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith till so far. Congregation, we put under this verse the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. The continuing work of the Holy Spirit. With the help of the Lord, I want to fix your attention to 3 points. The first one is, God's word is increasing. The second one is, the members of the church are multiplying. And the last one, God's wonderful grace is emphasized. So the theme of the sermon is the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. 3 points. The first one is, God's word is increasing. And the second one is, God's members of the church are multiplying. And the last one, God's wonderful grace is emphasized. Congregation, let it be clear. This morning, it has all to do with the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. Not our works, but the work of the Holy Spirit. And then we read in this verse that the word of God increased. Marvelous, isn't it? That we may read this of the word of God. And then the question comes also to you and me. We are so long under the preaching of the word, the holy word, the word of the Father, the word of the Son, the word of the Holy Ghost. Did it increase in our congregation? Did it increase in your family? Did it increase very personal in your heart and life? When you may say yes, that's great and gracious. It has all to do with the continuing work of the Holy Spirit till this days. Here we see that the word of God increased. Actually, we can also say that the word of God, I think, grows. It became more, became higher. You can see it also in the field. When we drove over the ways, then you can see it on the fields. Here and there it is a little bit green. A little bit. And when the Lord gives rain, then you will see the next week that the green color is more, is increased, because the crop is growing. So the Word of God is growing. We see it here in the midst of the congregation. And it is clear that it is the work of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is working in Jerusalem. He bedeutet the whole congregation. And they became greater and more and more and greater. That is quite something. When this happens, then you will also see fruit. Not fruit out of my own heart, but fruits out of the Lord Jesus Christ worked by the Holy Spirit. And then it is possible that the Lord works in not such a spectacular way as with Pentecost. When we heard about the wind and the fire and several languages, it is also possible that it goes in another way, and still there is the wind of the Holy Spirit, and there is the fire of the Spirit, and also a language which you may understand, the biblical language worked by the Lord Himself, the language of Canaan, the language of the Word, the language of the Lord Himself. And then maybe it is not so spectacular, but still it is visible and audible. And we see it here also in our text. Congregation, then it is still wondrous. As we know that in the congregation of Jerusalem, the congregation is growing and the Word is growing. And they were, and we can read it, in one accord. One in the Lord Jesus Christ. One in His love. His love. One in His righteousness. One in His grace. One in His Word. One in the doctrine of the Old Testament. And of course you can say in the New Testament, founded upon the rock of ages, which was also cleft for them. Who can actually resist this work? But still, we saw it also in this chapter, congregation, that one is not in favor with it. Because when the Lord works and He built His church, then also the Satan will build his chapel. And he tried also here in the midst of the congregation of Jerusalem. And do you know, he works many times in the same way. And we see it in the Netherlands, We see it also here in Canada, and we see it also here in the midst of the congregation in Jerusalem. What's the point? Well, you want to make a split. You want to make confusion. He want to make separation. He want to destroy the whole congregation. Why? Do you know it? Because he is against the triune God. Because he is against the true word of God. Because he is against the salvation of many sinners. So he tried it also here. You read it? There came a murmuring, and we cannot say everything. But one thing is clear. Satan was working. And sometimes he come with things outside of the congregation, but here we see also that he works inside of the congregation. And we can read it also in, for example, chapter 5, verse 1. And then there he came on his wooden shoes, with Sapphira and Ananias, to creep in the congregation, to destroy it. But the Lord took care of it. And it didn't happen. But then we see also that he can do it in another way, and then he persecuted the disciples. We can read of it in Acts 5. We can mention, for example, verse 40. We read, and to him they agreed, and when they had called apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. But they cannot be quiet about the Lord Jesus Christ, because they were constrained by the wrath of him. And they have to preach in spite of all the beatings which they received. And then we see that he tried it on another way, murmuring in the midst of the congregation, but the disciples received the wisdom and the strength to deal with it in the right way. And then we see that the people in the midst of the congregation receive everything what was necessary by the seven deacons. They were busy with the administration of them in the congregation, but the elders, the disciples, were more busy to the ministry of the word. And congregation, let it be clear that the ministration, the preaching of the word, is the most important thing also in our days. Because the Lord works in this way and will draw people out of the darkness and will set them over in the kingdom of his light. Why? Because of Christ and his shed blood. And we see it here. There came not a split. Marvelous, isn't it? Here we see also clearly the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. No one can resist. We see it here. The Lord works here with His irresistible grace. And we see it in our text. The Word of God was increased. It became more. How? Well, and in this way that they received, the disciples received more time to seek the Scriptures, of course. Because when we have to preach, we have to seek the Scriptures. And of course the Lord actually said in the wrong way, of course. Actually, it is a miracle and wonder. When the Lord works in this way, it is always a miracle. But that they may seek, may search the Word. Put it in this way, to search the Scriptures. And the Lord blessed it. And they preached the Word. They had more time for the preaching. So we may say it is very important to come under the preaching of the Word. You are privileged most of the time to come two times. But even it is possible that there are weeks that you may come three times. Where are you then? Is it then also in the midst of the week, so busy as it is now, to hear the Word? No, not to deserve anything. That is impossible. But that it may be in this way, that you will come here also this day, because of the worthiness of the Word, the worthiness of God the Father, the worthiness of the Son, and the worthiness of the Holy Spirit. He will see the Word increased in the midst of the congregation. The disciples preached, but it came also into the homes of the people. And they taught out of the Holy Word. In this way, the Word increased. But you will understand that is not enough. We have to come a bit closer in this morning. Because we see also here that the Word increased. And we see also in the second point. But then the Word is increasing. Where? In the hearts, the lives of sinners. It's quite something. The Lord came into the hearts of sinners. And when the Word is coming, then the Word will put you guilty. After a shudder of a longer time, put you guilty. This Word will teach you that thou art really a guilty sinner. You shall teach it. You shall learn it, sorry. You shall learn it. And the Lord works with the continuing work of the Holy Spirit and will drive you out with all your sins and with all your iniquities, with all your unrighteousness, with all your guilt to the cross of Golgotha, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of Christian in the Pilgrim's Progress. The Lord came with His Word. And He saw, this city will be destroyed. An evangelist taught him and taught him again. He said to the Christian, do you see there? Do you see there? Small. The little gate. No, I didn't see that. And then he asked, but do you see there some light? And Christian saw some light. The evangelist taught him and he said, you have to go in that way. In the way of the word. No, not to merit anything. But it is the way wherein the word, wherein the Lord works with his word and Holy Spirit. And also you saw here to a certain extent that also the word in the life of Christian was increasing. And actually after a longer time he came to the cross. He entered the small gate and saw the empty cross. And after that, his package of sin rolled in the open grave of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see that also in the life of Christian, the word was increasing, and you see it time and again when we follow him. So it is also here, and we shall hear it also in the second and also in the third point. Dear congregation, a question for you and me. Did the word also increase in your life, in your heart? Then you will learn, I am nothing. But he, the triune God, is all. And in this way you may learn what it is to be under the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. And then you will see it also in daily life. And then there will be fruits to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, to put by grace your feet in the steps of the Lord Jesus Christ to a certain extent. To merit anything, no. But because the Lord has merited everything for his church. And do you know what? Then you shall learn what it is, what John said, John the Baptist, he must increase and I must decrease. The Lord Jesus Christ will be everything when it is in the right way, and I am nothing. Then it will be in this way, the prayer, what will thee have me to do, O Lord Jesus Christ? Do you understand? That then the word in your heart and life is increasing because of the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. And not for Jesus' sake alone. congregation, then we see also the members of the church are multiplying. That is quite something. We see it here in our text, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Congregation, it's growing, the growing, the multiplying of the congregation, the members of the congregation has everything to do with the first part of our text. They increased also. They were multiplied because of the increasing of the word in their lives, because of the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. And actually, it is a miracle, congregation. Do you know what? Because when it is in our natural way, we are enemies of God and enemies of His Word. And we want to eliminate God's Word in our heart of life. Dear youth, young people, is it true or not? Think, for example, in the morning. And actually, you have to read your Bible. But many things are more important than the Word of the God. The Word of God or not. Maybe you have a cell phone. And I do not really know how it is here. But in the Netherlands, it is actually ridiculous. The most important thing is a cell phone. But many young people, and also older ones, when you walk out of church, then they are busy with their cell phone. And the word of the Lord was spoken to them. Do you understand it? It's a pity. It is too bad. I know. We cannot change it. And pastor cannot change it. But I hope that the Lord will change and renew it in your heart and life. Then He makes also room for His Word, that the Word will increase in your life. But the working of the Holy Spirit, that you will really see, that is the most important thing. That I may be saved to the honor of God. And that He will do that time and again in the midst of the congregation through His Word and through His Spirit. Here we see that the number of the disciples were multiplied. Congregation will also hear in this morning the number of the disciples multiplied. Now, not only in this way that we may speak good of the Lord with our mouth, but it will come out of our hearts work by the continuing work of the Holy Spirit to the honor of Him. Oh, then we see here also that the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Not a little bit, but greatly. Were the people, we read also in the third point, the one to say that many of them ascribed in the time when the Lord Jesus Christ was led to Golgotha, and that they cried before Pilate, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And here we read, after Pentecost, and therein we see the working of the Holy Spirit in their hearts and lives, and that the number of the disciples were multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. That is a miracle, because upon our hearts there are growing thorns and thistles. You understand that? Thorns and thistles. And sometimes the flower of a thistle is very beautiful. And sometimes you see some flowers in your life and you think maybe that it is from God. But still, it is a thorn. Still, it is a thistle. Because it is all about the honor of thy own name. But when there are fruits in your heart and life, then it will be all to the honor of the triune God, and that in the beginning. O congregation, then we see that they became disciples. What does it mean, disciple? Actually, we can also say followers. And of course, they became followers of the disciples. We can also say they became learners. Maybe we can say schoolers. To learn the things of the gospel and the things of heaven. And that most important thing, the honor of the triune God. So there came a big change. And a renewing in their heart and life. Why? Because of the uncovering and renewing work of the Holy Spirit. The word in the sinners, the word there increased in their hearts and lives. Not because of the worthiness of the disciples, but because of God the Father. The worthiness of God the Son, and the worthiness of the Holy Spirit. The worthiness of the Lord of God. And then we see, I put it in this way, and it is true, it is biblical, that they accepted. And here we see again the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. They accepted the Word of God. And then you must say that word, it is really true, it is a convincing word. It is also, I put it in this way, maybe I say it wrong, but I hope that you understand it. It is a condemning word. Why? It has to condemn me. Because of all my sins and iniquity, and the Lord will work that you will in favor of it. But at the same time, he will work a cry unto him. Lord, that I may know the Lord Jesus Christ, because I heard out of the gospel, that the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. And so we can also read in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. So the Lord is still working in the days of the disciples, but also nowadays. When we read, for example, also in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 21, that it pleased God by the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. And we see it here in the midst of the congregation, and the number of the disciples were multiplied. They were brought to the honor of the Lord, to the Lord Jesus Christ. They learned that He came not to call righteous people, but unrighteous people to conversion. Congregation, then, I do not really say that it is always in that time, or maybe there is some in our midst who must say, oh, I know everything by heart, but it is not in my heart. Oh, I may point you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I may lift up the cross in the midst of the congregation, and that it will be that you may come just as you are, not without sin, but with all your sin and with all your guilt, and that you must say, if I perish, I perish, but I have to go. When I have to die, let me die at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, the members of the church were multiplying. Why? Because of the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. And I hope there also will be in this morning that there is no place anymore to rest than only to rest in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Maybe you say, my sinners are too great. My sin are too much. The mountains of my guilt are too high. Is it still possible for me? Oh, then we come to our third point. God's wonderful grace is emphasized. But first, we will sing Psalter 84. Psalter 84, verse 1. I graciously will teach thee the way that thou shalt go. And also the second verse. Psalter 84, 1 and 2. Thank you. God's wonderful grace is emphasized. Actually, we saw it already in the first point. And also in the second point. But we may stress it also in the third point. Congregation, we see here in the third point a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. What does it say? Well, this. You will see that they were really big enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ. They took care that he was hanged at a cross. And normally speaking, it is impossible that a priest will be led to the Lord Jesus Christ. They try to stop everything what has to do with Christ and his miracles and his word. They try to stop his mouth. There was a deadly hatred in the priest's heart. But it's quite something. But do you know? When the Lord works with his Holy Spirit in our heart, time and again, we will learn that we are not better than the priests. And why is it said here in this way that the priests were obedient to the faith? To stress the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. To stress also the work of the Father. And the work, of course, of the Lord Jesus Christ. They even closed their ears and their eyes and their hearts for the Lord Jesus Christ. They resist him for a time. They were full of hatred against him. And now we see the miracle. Full of hatred. And the Lord has changed it. I have to say more. The Lord has renewed it in their heart and life. And we have to say that in the beginning, in their nature, there was no room for God's word, no room for the word that was made flesh. But he made room for himself. And in this way, there came room for the Lord Jesus Christ. They needed him. Here we see, congregation, that even the strongest enemies of Christ were led to him. They needed him. They needed his righteousness. They needed his holiness. They needed everything of Christ. And that all after God's good pleasure. Here we see that we have not to do in the first place with the acts of the disciples, with the acts of the apostles, but here we have to do with the acts of the Holy Spirit. You may never forget it. Here he is working, and he works still today through the working of the Spirit by the preaching of the Word. And this word congregation is a discovering word, but that not alone, it is also a covering word, because it brings, after a shorter of a longer time, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he works, then you cannot wait anymore. You have to go. You have to flee to the city of refuge, the Lord Jesus Christ, because you know that when you will die outside the city of refuge, the Lord Jesus Christ, you will lost. You will be lost forever. And maybe you say, yes, but please listen. I think I'm welcome to the Lord Jesus Christ without any sin. Then you are wrong. The Lord works in this way, that you have to come, and that you will come with all your sins, with all your shortcomings, with all your guilt, to be washed in the all-cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was also here in our text the point. Priests were obedient to the faith. Because when we read, for example, in Acts 2, then we read there that they have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they will be, that they have to be baptized in his name. This name which they hated so much. And here we can also say they were pierced in their hearts, and they had to flee to him. The congregation, the Lord is still working in this way, that sinners will be obedient to the faith. I read a nice portion in Matthew Henry. And then he said, and let it be clear, theme of the sermon is the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. Keep it in mind. And then we read Matthew Henry, faith is an act of obedience. For this is God's commandment, that we believe. 1 John 3 verse 23. They evince the sincerity of the believing the gospel of Christ, the cheerful compliance with all the rules and the precepts of the gospel. The design of the gospel is to refine and reform our hearts and lives. Faith gives law to us, and we must be obedient to it. Congregation, Matthew Henry does not say that it will be in your own strength, of course, But Matthew Henry knew also that the Lord works in this way, and that you will learn by grace to ask, "What wilt thou have me to do to walk before his holy face, not to deserve anything, but because the Lord is so worthy, because there is love, unreturning love to him?" And then you may learn more and more. I, also you, congregation, I love him because he loved me first. And so we hear then this morning the rich gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we may say, "Are there troubled among us about their sins and their iniquities? Are they troubled because they cannot say that they are reconciled by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ before the holy face of the Father?" Then Paul put it in this way: "Now then, we are ambassadors for you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, that the Lord will bless his own word in the hearts of old and young." Amen. Let us pray. O Almighty God from heaven and earth, we may give thee thanks that thou hast helped us, O Lord, also in this morning, to preach thy word, to stress the continuing work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that we will become sinners before thee, and that we learn to flee to thee alone, because there is power, almighty power, in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw it even in the priests who had a deadly hatred against thee. It all became new. O Lord, work it also in our midst. The elderly people and the young people, in all of us also, when there were people who were listening to the church phone, thy word may be blessed to the honor of thee, our triune God, that there will be a longing to come again this afternoon under the preaching of thy word, O Lord, and that we may hear not a voice of a man, but a voice of Christ. Remember us in thy mercy and grace, in the forgiveness of all our sins, for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. Congregation, we will sing Psalm 403. 403 all stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, for it's good to sing unto our God. It is right and pleasant for his saints to tell his praise abroad. And what follows in all stanzas of 403. Dear congregation, go in peace and receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.